I'll be with you in just a minute.
If you were sure you were on the right road, but you just weren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
And if you want to know how many times somebody did something, you say, well, how
many times?
Yeah, if you want to know how many times they go to town a week.
How often do you go to town?
Right. You know, if you were agreeing with somebody, like somebody says, now, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you might say, well, if you were agreeing with somebody who said they were, I'm not going to vote for, you might say.
I'm not going to vote for him either.
Right. Now, this is just for pronunciation. I'll just point. This would be my
forehead.
And this would be my
hair.
Right. And on a man's face, he shaves his
beard.
Now, to distinguish this one from this would be your
left ear.
Right
ear.
And this would be your
mouth.
And this whole area around here.
Would neck. Be,
okay, you swallow through your
throat.
Okay, and one of these would be
tooth. One would be a tooth.
Okay, and this part up here above the teeth.
Gums.
This part of hand.
Palm.
And one of these would be
fist.
And two
fist.
Any part of your body that bends would be called
joint.
The upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
And you'd say these would be your
shoulders.
And one of these would be
hand.
And you'd say you had two
hands.
This would be your whole thing here. That, oh, you can't say
the whole thing?
Yes,
leg.
And one of these would be
foot.
And you'd have two
feet.
This front part here that you knock up against the
shin.
Right. And the back part of your thighs, like if you squat down, you say you're squatting down on your
hunkers.
If somebody's been sick for a while and they're feeling better, but they still look kind of
pale.
A person who can lift heavy weights would be very
strong.
And how about a person who is not necessarily fat, but just sort of thick and chunky? You'd say that person
stout.
Stout, right. A person who's easy to get along with, you'd say they're very
cooperative.
Okay.
Agreeable.
Somebody who is always knocking into things, breaking things, you say.
Clumsy.
Somebody who would never spend a cent of money, you say that person is a
miser.
Okay. How about, do you know a word that's got tight with it?
Tightwad.
Tightwad.
Right.
Would you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
Common?
Yes. Would you say like, Susan is very common?
No, I'd probably say Susan is very homely.
Oh, okay. if someone said that to you, they said Susan's very common, is that what you would understand it to mean?
Yes.
Homely.
Plain.
Okay. Now, like an older person who is still real strong and active, gets around very well, you'd say he's really, how about spry, would you?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Spry. Fidgety.
Now, if there was something that you were concerned about, you would not say you felt easy. You'd say you felt the opposite of easy would be
uneasy.
Right. A child might want a light on in his room because he's
afraid of the dark.
And you might talk about somebody who, instead of saying that person is a reckless driver, you might say they're very
careless.
If you were talking about somebody that acts sort of strange, odd, this is just let me give you the word that you say and see here. You said the word queer. Would you say that for me?
Probably so in those terms.
Okay. You'd say
queer.
Yeah. And you would use it in those terms to be pretty odd.
Right.
Okay.
I'd probably use strange rather than queer.
Okay.
Queer has a different meaning today than it used to.
Yes. That's what I was getting at.
Right.
Now, like Mr.